Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. With another companion podcast like we always do, we wrote up a wine on the CheapWineFinder.com website, did a review, and then we do a companion podcast, and this is it. And we're doing a, well, not exactly the last of the summer, because nowadays, warm weather pretty much can go all the way through to Halloween. So I wanted to push the panic button too soon, but this is a warm weather, a really good warm weather rosé. It's the Angels and Cowboys Sonoma Rosé 2022. It's from the same people who make Cannonball Cabernet Sauvignon and Astrolabe Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, the Cannonballs from Northern California. So it's a, they have a good portfolio of wines, and this is their rosé. It's a Provence-style wine. It's mostly Grenache-based, and the Grenache is from Russian River and Dry Creek. There is Syrah. The Syrah is from Canaros, Sonoma Coast, and Sonoma Valley. And then there's a splash of Carignan, which is from Alexander Valley. Those are the three most popular grapes for Provence wines. There's other grapes that can go in there, but those are, you know, some of the standards. So we have a Provence style wine with Sonoma grapes, which is kind of like the best of both worlds for value price wine drinkers, you know, because it's well sourced and it's well made, but it's a little bit less expensive because it's from the West Coast. I'm going to take a sip and we'll talk a little bit about it. It's both subtle and delicate and full of flavor, which I think is a nice trick if you can pull it off. It's got really good length. I mean, even though everything's subtle, it keeps on going, which is probably why you think there's more flavor there than there is, because it just doesn't stop, which is kind of nice. Anytime a wine, this is a wine I found for $11.99 on sale. I checked the web. Average price is like $14 to $17. But with the, you know, with summer and holiday coming up, you can probably find sales. Anytime you can find a wine that gives you a little bit something extra that you weren't expecting, that's really nice. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be a super expensive wine to surprise you. And I think this is a rosé that has received 90 points in the past. So this is good stuff. Well sourced, well made. And it's got light, delicate flavors. There's like dried strawberry. That's that nutty, salty anise thing. There's some maybe cherries, black cherry. A little bit of cream there. And the finish is like ripe, juicy cherry. Yeah, this is kind of a nice, you know, nothing jumps out, but it's just got length. It just keeps on going on and on and on. The alcohol is only 12.5. So this is one of those, you know, you buy a couple of bottles, put it on ice, and you just blaze the afternoon away. Kind of like they do. It's like, you know, for rosé, in my mind, when I drink rosé, I'm in a plaza, either in Italy or the south of France, with a big 600-year-old church in the center, at the cornerstone of the plaza, and there's tables with umbrellas over it, and then over in the harbor there's boats bouncing, and I'm just drinking rosé all day long, and that's what's in my mind. And I'm sure there's some people who can live that life, but I guess I'm living that life while I'm drinking this, so, you know, what the heck, you know? Yeah, I just took my second sip. It's got really good acidity. It engages your palate. It's not quite lip-smacking acidity, but it's almost there, and it makes you want to take another sip, which is, for a value price wine, I mean, if you're drinking an $80 rosé, you might want to make it last a while, but these wines, if they beckon you, you should heed their call. So that's it for me. I don't have a whole lot to say. I like it. It's well-made. It's Provence by way of Sonoma. by a producer who's known for making value-priced wines. And it's really good. It's a summer wine. I mean, you can drink this in winter, too. There is no really, you know, because you're in the winter, you're in a heated room. Doesn't matter. It's warmer in the winter than it is half time of the summer inside. So you can drink this anytime, but I still think it's a summer cooler. It tastes great. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. This was Angels and Cowboys Sonoma Rosé 2022. I've got the steel guitars in honor of the Cowboys. The Angels are on their own. And that's it for me. I think we've got... what do we got coming up? I think I got something inexpensive from Trader Joe's from Portugal. And then I've got an interesting estate Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. So we got a few things coming up while the weather's still hot. So adios. Keep it cheap. Stay cool. Don't sweat too much because it is sticky out there. And stay safe because the weather is kind of weird. So adios. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.